If you disrupt a rodeo in this country, you can be prosecuted for violating a federal law. You could also end up in the federal pen if you set fire to a church or if you're involved in a carjacking. The list of federal criminal offenses is growing with every session of Congress. And as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, so is concern over the impact of this trend on overloaded investigative agencies and federal courts.
There was a time when federal authorities stuck to federal issues. Now the Department of Justice and other agencies are turning more and more of their focus to street crimes, to offenses you read about in the Metro section of the paper. What's wrong with Uncle Sam stepping in and helping the locals put bad guys in the clink?
Well, what's wrong with it is there really is no constitutional authority for most of the crimes that they're federalizing.
Gene Healy is with the Cato Institute, a free market think tank in Washington, D.C. Healy and others have started waving the 10th Amendment high in the air, hoping someone will remember that anything not specifically delegated to the feds in the Constitution is supposed to be the state's business.
There is no longer a sense of constitutional limits, and our legislators and the executive branch are all too willing to pass laws without regard to their utility or their constitutional authority.
Healy's objections take aim at the principle of a nosy federal government overstepping its authority, but many others say federalizing crime is dangerous in practice, and they point to one particular area as proof: federalization of gun crimes.
If the arresting officers don't read you your Miranda rights.
For years now, ads like this one from Colorado have heralded the arrival of federal prosecutorial might in the form of Project Exile. As attorney Johnny Cochran warns the state's felons, he can help you beat a rap on lots of technical grounds.
But if you've got a prior felony conviction and you're caught with a gun, not even I can get you off.
Colorado Project Exile. Stop illegal guns.
Operation Exile directs federal resources and federal sentences at firearms violators.
The premise is simply that existing federal gun laws should be enforced.
Colorado's U.S. Attorney John Southers says 25% of his staff's workload now consists of prosecuting these gun laws. The goal, he says, is to make sure that gun violators spend as much time in prison as possible.
There's many instances in which the consequences are going to be greater in the federal courts, and we encourage those cases to come our way.
Local citizens love this. A private group in Colorado has been raising money to publicize the program through those Johnny Cochran ads. But foes of federalization say citizens don't always see the larger impact of these efforts. Professor Sarah Sun Beal of Duke University says the number of FBI agents, of prosecutors, of federal judges is relatively small.
If you load them up with work that the much larger group of state investigators, state police, work that those authorities could be doing, they may not be investigating financial misconduct, they may not be investigating terrorism, they may not be investigating international drug trafficking.
Federal judges have long complained about the burden caused by the growing federalization of street crime, and that trend is not about to stop. Over the next 2 years, President Bush wants to spend $500 million on Project Safe Neighborhoods, which makes more federal resources available to communities that want to stamp out violent crime. Professor Ethan Theoharis of Marquette University is particularly worried about the impact on investigative agencies like the FBI, which already faces a growing mandate.
It's expanded by Topsy. I don't think that there has been an assessment on the parts of members of Congress as to the difficulty of meeting all these new law enforcement responsibilities. At the same time, there is a sense that the FBI should engage in intelligence investigations.
The backlash against this trend goes beyond intellectuals and think tank mavens. Members of one federal jury recently refused to even deliberate in a case of gun possession by a felon. Several jurors said they just weren't willing to consider putting a young man in jail for 5 years or more, the sentence he would have likely faced under federal statutes. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.